Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And as Philippe Kahn came out with some new software, he, because he didn't have venture capital, he didn't have outside investors, he was able to do what seemed crazy at the time, but distinctly because I was so completely wrong. I was one of four members of the board. I had had a fresh new MBA degree, and analysis said that Turbo Pascal, a programming product, should have been priced at about $400 a unit because the only good competitor in the market was $450.
Mm-hmm.
And Philippe came out and said, but it only costs us $2 to make,
mm-hmm.
and there's too much noise in the market, so we're going to price it at $2.70. And
You went nuts.
I'm sorry. No, $2.70 was what it cost. We're going to price it at $49.95.
Okay, all right, okay.
Yeah, and I said, Philippe, that's crazy. Nobody will believe in it, and you really shouldn't do that. And Philippe said,
"There is there's something called price point psychology, isn't there?"
Well, there's something called guessing right. And in that situation, now Borland went public less than 4 years later.
Mm.
But at that point, it didn't have any outside investors. So Philippe didn't have to convince anybody. He scared the hell out of me because I thought he was crazy. But it turned out he was right, I was wrong, and he didn't have to convince anybody. And that's bootstrapping.
That's exactly, you know, that's a great story. That's a perfect example. I have lived that story. You have lived that story. I've made all the mistakes you can make. I've made some right ones. But how many times, Tim, because you had a similar situation, you had a similar story, how many times have you gone against conventional wisdom, against your maybe advisors, maybe you know what you'd ever learned, you went against it, and it turned out that you were right. And I've done the same thing. Of course, I've also been wrong, but I was willing to live with that, though.
I was going to say I've been wrong as often as I've been right.
Yeah, or but more.
Yeah, several. I mean, one that came up for me is I kept the Macintosh product for years out of loyalty to Apple, which had helped me in my consulting years. Because I wanted to, and it was my business, and it felt like the right thing to do. It felt like ethically right. And if you're always having to convince your investors of what you're going to do, it I don't know, it makes life a lot harder.
You know, Tim.
Unless you guess so disastrously wrong that you kill the business, but it's about risk. I mean, bootstrappers have to deal with risk.
If there's one thing that I know about bootstrappers, they believe in themselves. Not only that they can guess right, as you said, but they believe in themselves enough to say to themselves, even if I'm wrong, I believe in myself enough to be able to get myself out of that.
Absolutely. Yes.
You have bootstrappers, successful bootstrappers have a tremendous, unbelievable thermonuclear belief in themselves.
Yes.
Tim Berry, thank you for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
TimBerry.com, folks. I promise you, you'll thank me later if you check out that website. Whatever Tim says is worth knowing about. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.